The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Let's do line one.
Line one is anonymous.
Numero el uno.
Anonymous needing advice. Well, that really is all of you, but do you hear my voice right now?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. I just make sure we's live. Yeah, yeah. All right, cool.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
How's it going?
Good. You ready for Halloween, or are you over it?
Can I be both?
Yeah,
I'm ready to see the little kids in costumes, but I'm also, I could be over it.
Right. That means you've had your fun, and now you'll give out candy. I get it.
Exactly.
All right. It says here you've got something to ask about your work. What does that mean?
Yeah, so I have been at a new restaurant for a couple of months now, and it's pretty bad there. I kind of feel like I need to blow the whistle on some pretty egregious health issues.
Well, let's not say absolutely.
I knew you'd do that.
Well, I want to keep my job.
I want people to suffer the wrath.
But you have to understand, though, had situations. That's how I got to know Rick Irwin, actually. Was when somebody called in like 15, 16 years ago, ransacked the business talking crap.
Yep.
And then we find out that person hadn't worked there in a while and they were disgruntled and they called in and talked mess that was not true. I'm not saying that about you, but let's just not say the name.
He let you cut his tie off.
Well,
that tie costs hundreds of dollars.
I know. What a nice man.
He just let you cut it.
I made a pocket square out of it. I needed one.
That's how good of a dude he is.
He's a very nice guy. He's giving. He's loving. He's considerate. But what are the things? Like, are you a server or?
I'm a manager. So I've been in the restaurant industry for, I don't know, 10 years. I've served, I've bartended, and now I've moved kind of into management.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. So I've seen, I've been in big places, small places. I've been kind of around the restaurant industry, and there are some things you can kind of get away with and kind of skirt around, and this place kind of takes all that stuff pretty far.
Are we talking cleanliness? Because this is going to peeve me out, man.
I mean, like, food storage is a big one where they just don't care about making sure things stay closed or stay cold. And there is definitely some cleanliness issues, but it's not like bugs and rats running around. It's just kind of gross places. Nowhere you can see. Like, that's the kind of other weird thing about it, is it's a higher end restaurant. Like, it's a nicer place. But if you kind of peel back the curtain a little bit, it's not great.
So nobody's suffered any kind of, like, sickness?
No one's gotten sick or anything, which is amazing, but also is kind of what makes me pause and say, well, does it matter if some things aren't done right, if it hasn't affected anyone?
Would you want to eat there yourself?
That's a
no.
great... Oh,
no.
See, that's the tell.
Don't they all say no, though?
No.
No.
And it's usually because, like, well,
I mean,
I've
definitely worked in restaurants where I would bring my family if I wasn't working, but I don't.
Well,
you
cook your own
here.
At least.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I worked at a restaurant where I would go and cook my own because I didn't like, I didn't care for the cleanliness of the person who was working the grill that night. I'll be honest. Yeah. True. But, it's just, now, again, please, I don't even want you to say the city, because we all over now, so it doesn't matter where it's at. I just don't want any problems from this, but is this one of those, you said it's a larger, you know, a nicer restaurant. Is this one of those restaurants around that's owned by a big out-of-town conglomeration and they don't step foot in our town, or they're to your town?
No, so this is kind of where the conundrum comes in. The owners, they opened this place in, I don't know, like the 50s, I think. They've long since retired. They've passed the day-to-day stuff off to somebody else entirely. So they're not at fault. Like, they probably don't even realize how bad it is. They just sort of get the checks. They don't come down to the restaurant very often. But when they do, they're lovely people.
Yeah.
And this is their only source of income. And I feel like if I blow the place up, and I mean, I'm not trying to blow the place. I mean, if call the authorities on the place, then they lose their income. And I don't want to put this retired couple out on the street.
What about, like, as far as you go? Like,
car manufacturing?
Oh, no. Like, being a whistleblower, is that going to follow you around if you try to go somewhere else?
I don't think so.
So,
I have enough experience. I can just leave this off my resume when I need to go find someplace else.
That's a good thing about people in restaurants. Like, it doesn't necessarily matter the style of food. It's just kind of the infrastructure of a restaurant kind of applies to all restaurants, essentially.
So, so how about this? Your closers every night, why don't you administrate, since you're in management, something like, these are your new duties to check this and make sure it's clean. And that you observed this and put it in writing.
Like, you're the manager.
Put it in writing and go, this is not the standards that this restaurant. I mean, because if I was a manager, I want my name to be on something that's clean and you're not going to make people sick and you're going to make sure that the tables are wiped down and you're going to make sure that the dishes are clean, et cetera, and the food is properly stored.
Yeah, so like, is that.
And the bathrooms
are. Have you. Obviously, well, I'm not saying obviously. You're not the head. Guy, you're
not remotely.
Okay, so have you voiced your concern?
I'm like a shift manager.
Hey, watch your mouth, buddy. Oh, shift. Okay.
Yeah.
So
I thought you said it too.
Have you said to your guy, "Hey, look, man, this stuff right here is not good," and he's brushed it to the side? Ignored you?
So I've had, when I came in, I kind of had my own standards, and I did try to sort of set a standard, and I had another more senior manager tell me I was making it take too long and he wanted to go home at the end of the night.
Oh man. Mm. Yeah. Then you look like you're a troublemaker.
Right.
Really
uh-huh. Do. Yep.
But don't you think this stuff kind
of, or a try hard or you know, whatever, like it wasn't a great feeling and it didn't make me feel like I could really push the issue.
For sure.
I feel like you got to kind of, it sucks to say it, but maybe let it go, because it seems like word of mouth really kills this instantly. Like, it travels a lot faster than, like, if he goes and tells the authorities, like, then what? Like, you're implicated. Like, it's all a paper trail at that point. It's, you got unwanted heat and attention on yourself.
Or you have to wonder, too, and I mean, I don't know where you work. Don't want any innuendos to it, but if they've been in business since the 50s, that's 70 damn years. They're already paying off the health department.
Oh, geez.
I mean, I'm saying they got somebody on the inside already. They're just going to go back to your boss and say, hey, Tony, and I hope to God that's not your name, but so-and-so, you know what I mean? Like, what a tricky situation. As long as nobody's, you know, I mean, you can only do with what you're to do in your position, and you've voiced your concern, and as long as no one's getting sick
yet.
But then again, maybe he does report it. You get a lot of chances to get that A on the window. They really give you a lot of chances to correct it.
See, I've heard you can buy those too. I've really heard
man
that.
I hope not. I really don't.
Think about true. It. We used to have to get your cars inspected in South Carolina. Do you know anybody that ever really got the full inspection, or
no.
They go buy a sticker? I know.
Slide the guy a 20 and he gives you a sticker.
Exactly. Exactly. I think it's nice that you care. Yeah. I think you should like find somebody like-minded and start a restaurant.
Yeah.
I mean, for real.
I know that's
not easy, but it's got to suck when you have an idea of what you want to do and people don't want to play along and want to do it the cheap way. But
I know we're a whistleblowing society, so to speak, but that really is clear-cut 50-50. Like nobody comes away unscathed from it.
Right.
I guess Snowden's the best example. That's a grand, scale, but still.
Yeah. You don't want to go live in Russia, man.
Uh-uh. Oh, heck no.
You don't want to. No.
Or anywhere out of the Southeast at this point.
Kind of like the cold.
Right.
You don't want to serve in the gulag.
Hey, I was going to say put him on hold. I want him to tell us, but I don't want to even know now.
I don't either.
Somebody will ask me and then they'll tell somebody.
I'll assume it's a place I can't get into because of my shorts.
Probably.
And they
so.
Probably have a dress code.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yes, that is true.
Okay.
Hey,
goodbye.
All right.
All right.
I'm good.
Thank you, sir. If we have any other, you keep listening. If any other restaurateurs, managers, whatnot, call in. You'll hear it, okay?
Cool.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks.
Yep.
We already got you. They're dropping your calls now.
I mean, don't you think as long as, like, no one's. See, here I am, the germaphobe, kind of arguing against him. He shouldn't put his job on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
On the line for it.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
In 2004, at 5:10 a.m., a UFO was spotted over Easley, South Carolina. Easley 911 was flooded with one call. The one guy who saw it has committed at least 15 minutes per week to look outside of what the media reports, to read between the lines. Is that his huge, bushy beard, or the true location of Area 51?
He said bushy.
It's now time for Mattman's Conspiracy Mysteries.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Someone actually shared this with me, and I dove into it. I was into this one longer than 15 minutes. I was intrigued by this. Some would say intrigued.
Dummies would.
Yeah, they would.
Stupid dumb SH people.
They are. Well, remember, we're calling them ass horses now.
Oh, yeah, because Leo Darkbar.
Yep, that's totally acceptable.
Paige's horse growing up.
Yep.
He was mean.
Leo Darkbar. It was.
He's beautiful. But
I thought it was, you named him after a basketball player, but that was Lars Nootbaar.
I didn't name him. He was already named when I got there.
Did you ever think about wanting to change the horse's name?
Yes.
He's done named.
What were you going to change it to?
Black Hole.
Black Hole? What?
Jesus. Hang on a second. What? I think we'll stick with
Black Hole Sun, like Soundgarden.
That song wasn't out then.
What?
Horsey? I thought you were going to say Horsey.
Mr. Like, Ed. Horsey, Horsey. I was going to change it to Mr. Ed.
You imagine if that was freaking Lone Ranger's dog. Hi, old Black Hole, away.
God, you name animals like my mom names cats.
What, just like Kaiser Soze, just looking around the room?
Well, she had a cat named Orange Boy. Guess what color he was? She had a cat named Clemson Tiger. He was orange. She also had a cat she called Tupaw, even though he had four paws.
Why'd she call him Tupaw?
I guess he had like an extra thumb on his paw.
He wore a bandana backwards.
Yeah, street cred.
Shoot him up. Like, wow. Orange Boy.
I dedicate this conspiracy mystery to the horse formerly known as Black Hole. Horse Darkbar.
He was like Black Stallion.
Did you name him after Skandor Akbar, the wrestling manager?
I'm sure she did.
You know, Akbar. Since I only spent summers there.
Was your horse involved in the Iran-Contra hearing by chance?
Probably.
After the weapons,
Leo,
they started
livestock. Leo was a pimp.
Sorry, he'd wear one of those vests.
Do they have livestock in the Middle East? I'm going to look into that.
Yes.
I don't think they do.
Well, they have milk. I mean, yes, of course.
That would a cow survive?
I assume. I mean, when I think about it, I only see camels in my head. But
I bet there are no cows in Las Vegas or Nevada, at least. There's no grass.
No hamburgers there? I think you're wrong.
You can't graze on mud and dirt.
Well, I bet there's grasshoppers there. Look that one up. That'll be my next conspiracy mystery. Ronald Reagan was president.
Ronnie.
Nearly 35% of all Americans were watching The Cosby Show. It had the highest rating, 34.9 Nielsen.
They're all complicit then.
The movie Stand By Me was in theaters. The number one song in the country was Stuck With You by Huey Lewis and the News. The year was 1986. And Americans were all going on vacations. It didn't matter how much money you made for some reason, credit cards. The economy was doing really well. But guess where people didn't want to go? And I've been there and I know why. Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh.
This is pre-Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There was nothing. What are you going to do? What are you going to do in Cleveland? Tell me. They say it rocks. Bullcrap. The roads suck and the food is not worth a lick. No taste.
I'm sure Cleveland Rocks is about Cleveland, Tennessee. Not Ohio.
Probably. So Cleveland decided to do something. They were going to go on a big publicity stunt. that would also double as a fundraiser for the United Way. The idea? Release 2 million balloons into the sky and set a world record in the process. And what? This was supposed to be fun, a feel-good, a moment where the city could be proud. That would make headlines and give the city a little boost in economy.
You mean literally 2 million balloons?
2 million balloons in all colors.
I bet that was beautiful.
Yeah.
Who the hell's going to blow them up?
Well, they had volunteers.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
And as the fundraiser, they had local children's go around and sell. For $1, you'd get 2 balloons in your name. Not that they'd literally put your name in the balloon, but you know what I'm saying.
What a work.
So look at that. That's a lot of money that was raised. And then they also had 100,000 volunteers. And they literally just got a T-shirt for doing this.
Oh, I got to do the math. Hang on. Because that's who's blowing them up, right? The 100,000?
Well, they blew them up with helium, though. But, I mean, think about the manpower. They said a lot of these were high school kids, which back then they were just like, I just want to be famous. I want to get out of this one-horse town. I just want to be on TV. I mean, Cleveland's a big city, but nevertheless.
I saw that's only 10 balloons per person. Get that calculator.
But they're using their helium because they're going to release them. If we just blew up balloons with our mouths and let go of them, they're... Yeah. It's going to sound like an old person farting when you let go of it.
Would it not fly as high?
Well, I guess it's not part of it. That's part of this. Usually when you release a helium-filled balloon outdoors, it'll float up for a while and deflate eventually before coming back down. A lot of times it will float all the way to where it will just disintegrate. But with Balloon Fest, things didn't go that way. Cleveland's balloons hit a weather front of cool air and rain almost immediately when they were released.
Oh, they didn't plan ahead for that?
Sent them right back down over Cleveland, all over Northeast Ohio, while still inflated. So balloons ended up everywhere. Think about this. They originally were going to do 2 million. Because of time restraints and all this rigmarole, they only did 1.5 million, which is still, think about 1.5 million balloons. But yet they went up and then they just went down. Or some were just barely hovering over the ground. Like, that's freaky, right? 1.5 million of them floating off the ground, clogging up roads, killing wildlife. I'll get into some of that in a minute. And the chemicals on the balloons that we don't think about this stuff now. The chemicals on the balloons with the printing on there actually poisoned some of the local water supplies because they went back down into it.
That's crazy.
These things were even washing ashore on the Canadian side of Lake Erie, which is 50 miles away, days later, causing pollution with Canada. We almost went to war with Canada over this, maybe.
So you would have had to have, like, I imagine, usually when you blow up balloons for a party, you, like, keep them in a bag, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You would have to do this the day of.
They had been working on it for months. They put these big arches together, like these big, huge bags, but they were stories upon stories tall, and they kept them in an airport hangar, and then they brought them out there, and then, you know, going to do the release. This was a mess.
Jesus.
Burke Lakefront Airport even had to shut down their runway because so many balloons were landing there. Pilots couldn't see the runways.
Good God.
Hundreds
what a mess.
Of traffic accidents were reported too, with drivers saying they were swerving to dodge clusters of balloons or were distracted by the sight overhead. So again, if you're driving, certainly not. But if you can think about it without closing your eyes or whatever, imagine you're going down the road right now, and this was 86, so you didn't have that immediate cell phone interaction knowing of all current things.
No GPS.
All of a sudden, you see balloons all over the place, and they're floating above the ground, some of them, and they're everywhere. Like, I would freak the crap out, man.
But you know it's a balloon. Wouldn't you just drive over it? Like, it's going to pop.
So you just see 1.5 million balloons just laying everywhere. You're just going to, like, you're not going to...
It would be a sight for sure, but...
You would, like, slow down and kind of pull over and say, what the hell is going on here? I would think aliens were balloons. Or, like, China was invading. Like, don't breathe in whatever's in that balloon.
Well, you know what? We saw how we reacted with that weather balloon.
Right.
Nobody knew how big it was.
Did anyone die as a result of this? Like people? Sadly,
I wouldn't think so.
Sadly, yes. Tragedy hit when two fishermen, Raymond and Bernard, they were reported missing by their families on the day of the event. Their boat was spotted anchored nearby, but the Coast Guard had serious trouble reaching it. Why? Because the balloons on the lake made it look like an asteroid field on the water, so they couldn't tell if anyone was even floating on the lake because all the balloons obscured their view from the helicopters.
Yeah, that part's awful. No sonar.
Hundreds of thousands of balloons all over the water. So 2 days they searched, could not find them. Tragically, several days later, the men's bodies washed ashore. And one of the fishermen's wives actually sued United Way and sued them for $3.2 million.
There goes that money.
Right, exactly. They lost their butt on this. But did they get credit for the record?
They had to, because I was going to ask, has anybody else tried to break it or set it?
The following year, the Guinness Book of World Records, in fact, recognized Cleveland's Balloon Fest as the world's largest mass balloon release with exactly 1.4, I don't know how to say this, 1.4, how would I say this? $1 million plus $429,000. $1.429 million. What? $1,429,643. There we go. Balloons went up that day.
That's going to stand because they won't let you do that now.
Guess what? Exactly right. Who's got that record now? No one. Because Guinness doesn't track balloon releases anymore. And I wonder why.
Well, I didn't think they let you do them. Like at football games, do they still do it?
They don't really. I don't know about that. I'm just saying Guinness doesn't follow it anymore.
People
because,
die because they can't see. I see that.
Yeah. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Let me look at the time and I'll tell you. They've been on hold exactly the same amount of time. How's that happen?
I don't think it ever does.
What do you want to go to first?
Let's call to Mike. You want to talk to Mike first?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You?
Michael?
Excellent. Good morning.
Good morning.
I was going to talk to you about the Georgia Guidestones. Have you ever heard of them?
Oh, yeah. I got to go there before they were blowed up.
I never got to go.
I wanted to see.
Yeah, I never got to go before they were blowed up. But, yeah, they proved that we're not spinning through space, like, because it's the same thing as navigating a boat with that star. I mean, if we were moving through space and you don't, before GPS and everything, you use the stars to navigate boats.
Right.
I mean, and that just proves it, that we're spinning through space at so many million miles an hour. I don't even know why NASA would try to feed that to us. You know what I mean?
That's it's what I wonder about. If it, and I'm not even saying that there is. It's just the explanation doesn't make sense to me. But what would be the reason why that they would do that? Like, just to launder money from taxpayers?
I believe the Earth is a lot bigger than what they say it is, and there's more land out there.
Absolutely. I really, honest to God, believe that.
And they just don't want us going there because there's just so many more resources and everything on the extra land.
I think there's something to it. I just remember as a kid, there was an actual North Pole, and it wasn't just where Santa Claus lived. Like, there was a North Pole. But now, like old maps, there used to be like this huge, and this is going to be like, you're going to hear this and it's going to shake you a little bit. There used to be this huge black rock that was supposedly where the North Pole was. And then slowly through time, it just went away and it was not even put on maps anymore.
It became a wrestler.
Right. It's still there.
But think
though.
About Black Rock. The company.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not the wrestler, the company.
No. Oh. He was Samoan Rock.
This might be why people are getting their property lines reshot now. People are coming up with like more land. They're having more than they thought they did. Maybe there is more land than we think there is. Like,
but he's saying
right.
Like,
I mean,
continents.
Unless you went to outer space, you would never know what the other side of the world looked like.
Because again, and NASA says it, yep, black and white, that these are composite photos, allegedly. But they've even shown where, and who knows the source in this day and age, but they've shown where the cloud patterns were basically copied and pasted on the models that they put up of the Earth. So what if, but What would be the intent behind that? Let's say, for instance, NASA's all bullcrap. The Earth is bigger. Rather than, like, are the rich people going to these islands? Like, is that where another race of people live that really control? Like, what is the real reason why that would be hidden from us? That's what I look for with that. Other than just, and the answer of just control, that's not enough sense to me.
Is there any way it's misdirection to other countries? Or, but then again, don't they have their own space programs? They would be finding stuff out and telling us.
Yeah. And wouldn't you think that they would share information?
See, it's weird. Like, publicly, they...
But they all agree on protecting the North Pole or protecting Antarctica. Like, there's that...
Oh, yeah. Have you seen the stuff that is allegedly roaming around down there?
Oh, yeah.
Creations?
Yeah. It goes back to freaking spider goats again. I'm telling you.
I mean, they're talking about generations of future warfare at where they're engineering android animals to... Now, look, I know it sounds stupid, but...
Yeah? But look at the stuff
there's
now.
There's other stuff than fracking going on down there.
The stuff now fracking. That you can say... I mean, it's a sound of someone who's getting old, but it's like... The stuff that's going on now, tech-wise, if you'd said it in the 80s, even 90s, even early 2000s, you'd be like, there ain't no way. There ain't no way that'd be possible. Nothing surprises me now. But also, misinformation is a scary thing. I'm not talking about Paige's nickname in college. I'm talking about just trusting pictures and video. That's the real reason why AI was thrown at us so fast, is because all these celebrities are now going to be able to deny that they were at that party or... freak off or whatever it might be. That's not me. That's AI.
You can erase history so easily with a blink of an eye.
Hey, what do you think? They've been great fires of cities all these years. Oh,
Chicago.
The cow knocked over the gas lamp and it burnt down brick buildings. Yeah. Well, they were bombed. Like
inaccuracies in scripts in Hollywood.
You making up words.
No, but it's true. Like if you see scenes and you're like, that didn't happen. That was never there.
Yeah. You think Aaron can knock his out real quick or not?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Aaron. Aaron?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How much, sir? You had something about magnets?
Yeah. They're not, like, all that hard. And, you know, Paula Abdul had this figured out way back in the 80s. Opposites attract. I mean, that's really all there is to it.
Yeah.
And I hate that people, you know, use that logic into other aspects of life, but... Even from scientifically, I really can't understand why that's the thing.
Yeah, but them two magnets ain't got to live under the same roof and pretend to like the same food and the same TV shows and pretend, oh, yeah, sure, that's my kid. He looks nothing like me. Magnets can do that. Yeah.
Yeah, they can't. And you also mentioned something about why can't they apply that to, like, transportation or something, right?
Yes.
Before the break?
Can they?
Well, they do. They absolutely do. You've seen those high-speed bullet trains and the Hyperloop that Elon Musk built and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Hell, even the Tesla cars. That's pretty much what drives the things is they're a giant electromagnet.
God. Have you seen his taxi that he's coming out with?
Oh, yeah, I saw that the other day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like some weird-looking cars.
It looks like something. Matter of fact, some sci-fi movie maker is suing him, saying, dude, you literally stole that from one of my movies. I forget which one it was. It might have been iRobot, but it's beautiful. Like, that's one thing in American-made vehicles, especially those big 1940s and 50s big-ass cars.
Long front cars.
Yeah, so, you know, round and just, and then we get these boxy things. Same thing with buildings now. It's all just drab. Go back to that cool ass stuff.
Are you going to go to Atlanta next year and get on the Waymo wait list?
Oh, I didn't go to the wait list at Whataburger and Bowling Springs. I ain't going to go do that. you imagine what Black Friday's going to be like at Whataburger? My Lord.
It'll be open 24/7.
They were people just waiting in line to be the first one to eat it. If they're going to do a 2-for-1 thing, I mean, it's going to be Plum here to Asheville.
Well, I wanted to get a cheeseburger this morning, but I'm like, you know what? I'm going to stay strong.
Are they 24 hours?
Oh, yeah.
God bless.
I'm going to hold off.
No.
Don't go down that rabbit hole, because then you're like, you do that
wouldn't
all the time.
Wouldn't be able to get out. They are good, though. They are good.
Yum.
All right. That's the last freebie y'all get. You can start buying an ad with us.
They do.
But they are good. All right. That was interesting. No real answers there, but...
Didn't call like you said he would, but you know.
It's still fun to think about that stuff. I mean, it just is. Sometimes you sound maniacal, but
yeah, I got his number too. So whenever I have a question, I'll call his ass at home
or just text him.
Or I'll show up where he lives.
Yeah,
I'll pull up in your driveway. I'll pull up, as the kids say.
God, did you say Aaron's last name? I wonder if he's related to the wrestling family.
Actually, I think pull up is a sexual reference, so I'm gonna pull back on pulling up.
No, that's baby diapers. You should not say that. Oh, you're thinking of pull out.
You know what? Language changes too much.
Isn't it right? Like, pull out, you won't have to buy pull-ups.
Somebody tells you to pull up, are they offering you, like...
a baby diaper?
Coitus?
I don't get it.
I don't know.
Rise, guys. I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
Rise, guys.